Parents want safer online experiences for their teens. That's why Instagram is introducing Teen Accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see, giving parents more peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Real facts about the 988 Lifeline.
We are not going to judge your crisis. If you say it's a crisis or you feel you're in crisis, then it's a crisis to us.
Call, text, or chat 988 for free. Confidential support anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, guys.
Hello, we've loads to do, so we'll see you later.
I don't mean to be this person, but can I just please, because I held it in all morning. I had the worst sleep of my fucking life last night.
Wow, well
guys,
done.
Guys, I'm sorry. I was like, how bad would it be if I said, guys, I've really not slept. Can I stay in bed? I'm fine now. Sorry now. I just wanted to, is that okay? That's it.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
That's allowed,
Dave,
Emma.
No, you don't like it?
Sorry, I'm lost. But yeah, I think that would have been fine.
No, but as in, you're okay to say now that you had a bad sleep?
I would say not on this week and next week. But like, if we're in May and you ring us and be like, I haven't slept, I'd be like, yeah, cool, go back to bed.
Yeah, no, I just meant more, is it okay that I had a little rant now?
Oh my God, yeah.
Rant,
who are you talking to?
Yeah, I'm like, why are you?
I'd say I saw every 20 minutes on the clock last night.
Why?
And I have absolutely no idea why. Just this constant like, what time is it?
Oh, nightmare.
What time is it?
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
And I didn't have I had like a 90 minute nap yesterday. Nothing too crazy. Mm. Anyway, that's my rant over. That's you won't annoying. Hear it in the show.
And there's the podcast
we're
over.
We're in the middle of a podcast, of a panto rehearsal.
Yeah, so we'll see you later.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, it was bad. It was off.
Yeah, you were off.
Sorry, what a terrible start to the show.
Good really morning. Bad. It's Emma, Dave and Ashling. Are you offbeat today?
Yeah.
Are you off kilter? Are you off kilter?
Oh, damn.
Ash, did you get up the wrong side of the bed? Did you?
Yeah.
Get out the wrong side of the bed even.
Oh, do you know what I did do, Sam?
Go on.
I was nearly really late.
Nearly were you nearly? How are you nearly really late?
Says you're up here.
That's the worst thing to do. Like when you're late and you're like, yeah, I pulled an Emma on it.
Yeah, I was sick as well on Monday, did a Dave on it. No.
Go on.
My alarm went off and I just went back to sleep.
You just said nana.
My last alarm, which is at 6, and we've been at quarter
six.
Past. Yeah, that's really bad, isn't it?
I'm in the car park at 6.
Yeah.
And next thing, I just hear Alex going, Ashling? 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 And I was like, and it was 8 minutes past.
No.
Wow.
But I was actually like, you saved my bacon. I was dreaming and everything. I was gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not like you.
It's not.
At least he's good for something.
Yeah. One or two things.
I had that moment this morning as well where I just said, God, now, if I had the cash machine winnings or if I had any few bob, I'd say, do you know what? Who needs to work?
Yeah, I'd send
Would
a couple,
pay us off to
couple
do the
of
show
quid
by
to Callum.
Yeah.
Couple of quid to Callum, I won't be in.
Yeah.
Cover me.
Imagine that. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. It's time to talk about Pat Kenny today, guys.
He's going
to
be at a Christmas party on Friday, guys.
No.
I really hope I don't embarrass myself in front of him again.
No, it's not. Last year, in the wee hours, I felt the need to go up and shake his hand.
Yeah,
you?
So did I. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I work in the same building as you. Shut up, Emma, and go home.
Yeah, because usually when we do talk about Pat Kenny, it's like attached to some challenge that we're trying to get a photo with him or something because he does work downstairs in our building for News Talk. But this time, I'm speaking about him as the subject of some showbiz news.
Oh!
Pat Kenny made goss.ie last night.
Did he? Yup, Pat.
So he appeared on Ryan Tuberty's podcast this week. Two Late Late presenters in the same room. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I want to hear that. That's lovely.
That's unheard of.
So the podcast's all about books and I presume there was a lot of book talk. But they do talk about like different parts of Pat's life and all the rest. He said that he got into broadcasting because he saw an ad in the Irish Times for a part-time radio announcer and he did his audition for RTE in the GPO.
Wow, yeah, that's back cool. In the GPO days, yeah.
Did they have an office there or something?
Yeah, they had a studio, I think, like
that's
that.
Gas, so random. He chatted about getting the Late Late Show gig and said that when he was auditioning for it, Patrick Kielty was in the mix then too.
Really?
Right.
Back then, yeah. 20-odd years ago, maybe.
God.
And The highlight of the interview was when Pat told Ryan that when he was younger, he attempted to compete for Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest.
What? Stop it.
Yes. Can he sing?
To compete.
To compete, yeah.
Oh, my lovely horse.
It's giving that.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear. So he didn't enter under the name Pat Kenny, though. Oh, no. He went to something completely different.
I entered for the Eurovision Song Contest one time under the pen name Jason Guano.
Jason Guano.
Jason Guano. It sounds very exotic.
It sounds so made up.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason Guano.
Jason Guano from Ireland.
From Ireland.
In the 90s.
And he's white as hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So where did he get Jason Guano from?
Guano being seagull shit. Okay. And the reason I entered was because my song was called Seagulls Are Flying.
I love him so much more and more every day. What a man.
What a random man.
Is this AI?
No, oh God.
Did you make AI say this?
Great question.
Now, obviously, because Ryan is a consummate professional, he asked the question we were all hoping he would ask and asked for the gist of Seagulls Are Flying, and it is beautiful.
It was Seagulls Are Flying over the water, filling the skies with their loud screaming laughter while the lady walks lonely, the tears in her eyes dried by the wind.
Am I dreaming?
What's going on?
Have I woken up yet?
I don't know whether this is
mad.
I'm
waiting for my alarm to go off.
Or I want to sleep because his voice is very soothing.
It's lovely. But it's also still so Pat Kenny.
Can I play that one more time?
Yeah, same. Can you pinch me first?
Yeah, just there you go.
This is the gist of Seagulls Are Flying. Sadly, no tune.
It was Seagulls Are Flying over the water, filling the skies with their loud screaming laughter while the lady walks lonely, the tears in her eyes dried by the wind.
Ah, Pat. What was going on, buddy?
All right.
You all right back then?
You all right?
If I was working down in News Talk on Pat Kenny's team, I would be like, Christmas content, release the single, Christmas number one.
Yes.
Big time. At least now we have something to talk to him about on Friday at the Christmas party.
Oh my God, maybe he's the Seagull song.
Maybe he's doing that little bit with Ryan, getting the word out there that he actually was going for Eurovision just in time for a Christmas party performance.
Do you remember, Would you remember when Louis Theroux was on Amelia's Chicken Shop Dates?
Yeah.
And he talks about, or he was on a podcast or something, and he talked about the song he revealed, My Money Don't Jiggle Jiggle, If Folk. That's what Pat Kenny needs to do.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Pat, the world's your oyster.
Sorry, you know it's right there in front of us. We, as a show, need to imagine what the Seagull song went like.
I hate that you've just brought that
Emma
to us.
Emma Nolan,
shut up. We will not be doing that, ever.
I think we have to.
No, we don't.
And that's our little challenge in the next week.
We've too much to do. The feckin' pantomime.
This is Spin 103.8.
Good morning. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the word of the year. It was put forward by the Oxford English Dictionary. Do you remember this? Mm. And it was the word brain rot, which is, I looked up the definition. It's a result of overconsumption of online content considered to be trivial or unchallenging.
A lot of that at the moment with people just flicking through TikTok all day, really,
it's
isn't
pure
it?
TikTok.
It's a load of shite is what brain rot basically is. So you have things like skibbity toilet. You've heard this term going around for the last while. No idea what it means, but kids are saying it and they think it's, you know, the funniest thing in the world. Apparently it's nothing more than a video of an animated head in a toilet spinning around as if it's being flushed, saying the phrase skibbity toilet.
What the heck is going on
I feel like sometimes our brains just need a little break.
But see, this is the thing. This is what I'm trying to put forward. The more you try to understand it, the less you will. That's the whole vibe of it. It's specifically for rotting your brain. Content that is stupid. The other one at the moment is that's big. Is like this cat. It's brain rot on TikTok. It's just a photo of a cat on multicolored backgrounds spinning around with this sound behind it.
Yeah, like cool. Like you gotta just accept it.
Just accept
Producer
it.
Producer Callum is obsessed with that cat.
He really
keeps
loves
sending
it.
Sending me videos of the cat.
But brain rot is stupid. As Emma said, we just need to accept it. However, we're always very quick to judge the younger generations and be like, look at the crap they do be looking at online. Like,
oh, back when I was young.
Exactly. However,
we were playing curbs.
Yeah. we had brain rot as well, all right? This is not a new thing. Like, people are just thinking, oh, like, kids these days, they're going to be stupid when they grow up because they're looking at this crap. We had brain rot as well.
Yeah, we're stupid when we grow up.
I think we should be bringing back old brain rot back from, like, when we were younger.
Yeah.
I want this guy back.
Hey, it's Ryan, and it's really nice out, so I think I'm gonna go swimming later. My mom found this really cool pool at the dump. It's really big and really deep.
That's Fred. He's an old YouTuber who always made his voice sound like that, and he got insanely popular. He was on like iCarly and stuff like that. He got a movie that was in cinemas worldwide. It was absolutely insane. OG Brain Rot, bring that back, okay?
Big time.
Speaking of bringing Brain Rot back, what about this guy?
Hey, Apple. Apple. Hey. Hey, Apple. Hey. Apple. Hey, Apple.
What? What is it?
Or aren't you glad I didn't say apple again?
I hated those videos so much.
I actually hate myself because I don't know that.
You don't know the annoying orange.
No, but I mustn't have been on the dial-up as much as you. You must have broadband in before me or something.
That was the annoying orange and I couldn't stand those videos. But now I'm like, bring back the brain rot. I think it's better brain rot than it is these
days. I'd like to see what people would do with the annoying orange now.
Yeah, that's true. And how could you talk about bringing back old brain rot without mentioning this? There you go. So we've always had brain rot, just terrible content meant for nothing but rotting your brain, and that's okay.
Yeah, it is okay. Isn't that peanut butter jelly, the image is like a dancing cartoon banana?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I take your peanut butter jelly time and I raise you banana phone.
No! Oh my God.
I was watching that back on YouTube and I knew all the words.
Excellent raise. Well done.
Thank you. And obviously, the original brain rot had to be this guy.
Yes. Oh, spot on.
I looked that up on YouTube and it has 4.9 billion views. And
who's watching that?
Deserved.
I bought that single as a single.
I bought that ringtone.
I bought the ringtone.
I was in my room on a CD player. There wasn't even a bonus track. It was just that over and over
again. Bring
them back. If we're going to talk brain rot from our time, I remember being in school and just being obsessed with videos of the Sminky Shorts lads.
What am I, stupid looking york?
I don't know,
man. Elephants.
You are an elephant.
Stop. No, you're having me on a fish. Commissioner, I'm meant for speed.
I love them. I'm not an elephant, I'm a fish.
I'd love to know where those creators are now. I hope they're putting it on TikTok.
Bring old brain rot back.
And this is so uncomfortable, but my friend made me watch loads of salad fingers. Do you remember?
I didn't have salad fingers, really.
I like rusty spoons. I like to touch them.
That's awful.
I didn't like him at all.
Bring old brain rot back.
Amen.
We do a girly quiz every single Thursday where the girls ask me questions. And this Christmas, we're bringing out our own girly quiz board game. Do you want yours for yourself for this Christmas? Pick it up. Tuesday 17th, we're going to be at Dundrum Town Centre from 8 o'clock at the entrance of Level 3. And Wednesday 18th, we're going to be live from Blanchardstown Centre upstairs outside Zara. So come get your very own girly quiz board game.
For now though, we are teaming up with the Cut Price Jewellers to bring the magic of Christmas to your life. They have a wide range of stunning jewellery pieces and we want you to win today.
Absolutely. You can visit their team at their store in Dublin 8 or shop the collection online at thecutpricejewellers.com. We have a 200 euro voucher for you to spend there to give away all this week. And what we're going to do is play the instrumental of a song up until where the vocal is about to come in, and then we're going to cut it.
Cut it.
Because, you know, Cut Price Jewellers.
What's the song? What's it sound like?
It sounds like this. It sounds like this.
Laid on back to that old town road.
Dave, stop giving it away.
Sorry.
You've been trying to figure out what that song is for your chance to win with the Cut Price Jewellers this morning. And Kira is on. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you keeping?
I'm good. How are you?
What has you up so early, Kira?
Oh, I'm getting ready for work.
Fair play. Yeah. What do you do?
Oh, I work in tech. Very
you
fun.
Work in tech?
Oh, that's Dave's other dream job.
Oh, it's my dream job. Is it a cool company? You don't have to tell me the company, but is it a cool company?
It's a cool company.
Is it? Oh, damn it.
Now I really want to know, Kira.
Can you tell us what it is or no?
I'll tell you again.
You tell me again. You tell us again.
Tell us you the text, next time.
You text us after, Kira, yeah?
I will.
Legend.
He's got an itch now that you need to scratch.
And what's your role? Are you a programmer? Are you in sales?
No, I work in their marketing team.
That's even cooler.
Oh, you get to make slideshows.
Well, if you ever do need to drop some PR stuff to anyone, hey.
Yeah, hello, here we are.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Okay, notice.
Sending us processors.
When do you finish up for Christmas?
Next Friday.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
Exciting. Lovely. Listen, we're teaming up with the Cup Price Jewellers all this week on the show. All you need to do to win this 200 euro voucher is identify what the song was that we cut after the intro, because Cup Price Jewellers, because Cup Prices, you get it?
And they also cut diamonds.
And yeah, cutting songs and all the rest.
Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
She gets
good,
it.
Good. Kira, what was the song?
Texas Hold'em by Beyonce.
Let's just double check that now. This ain't Texas.
Woo! What? Shoot. So iconic. And it only came out this year. Unbelievable.
I know,
Kira, congratulations. 200 euro voucher for the Cup Price Jewellers is on the way to you. Happy Christmas.
Unreal. Thank you so much.
Cheers, hon. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later if you'd like to win with the Cup Price Jewellers yourself. We'll play again just before 9:30 tomorrow morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jose Feliciano and Feliz Navidad on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
El Chun.
El Juno.
Do you remember I was telling you a few months ago now that the side button, as in the lock button on my iPhone, is broken?
Oh, we know that, yeah.
Yeah, we're aware.
We're aware because the thing rings every now and again.
Yeah.
No, do you mean not the silent button?
Not the power button. The silent button broke a long time ago, but the side button that you need to like double tap to use Apple Pay and everything is gone.
Oh, yeah. God, you need a new phone.
I know, and I was saying at the time that I'd gone into the shop and I'm tied into a contract.
Yeah.
So I can't get out of it, so I have to deal with this kind of way of living. I've gotten used to it. I'm back on the... I feel very old school.
This way of living.
I'm back bringing out my AIB bank card, you know. I can't download an app on my phone. I was at Other Voices and everyone else was checking the lineup on the app because you need to double tap to download an app.
You can't download an app?
No, I'm back on my phone doing the whole, what's my card number? Give me the long one there.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
But I'm actually after to just get used to it. It's fine. But a storage issue came up on my phone just last night. And I was like, what? I only did a clear out recently and there's not much on there. And I went creeping through my camera roll just last night. In the previous 24 hours, I discovered a 24-minute video
of
that I have nothing. It's just a black screen with no sound.
Oh, that'll be the reason.
Because you can't do the lock.
Because I can't do the lock, so it's doing all these crazy things. And my biggest concern when I realised I can't sort this phone out for February is I'm going to ring random people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I could reply to a message I don't mean to or whatever.
Oh my God.
But this is my first sign of nerves. There's a 24 minutes video of nothing on my phone.
Did you listen to it?
No. Scared.
You should listen to it.
He's scared. Play it on the radio. 24 minutes.
Without listening.
Sit back. Be lovely. We'll sit back and enjoy.
It's probably this. Stick around. Your chance to win massive prizes with our Christmas crackers in a sec.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Hello.
We've been telling you for the last couple of weeks that we are doing a girly quiz board game in time for Christmas. We told you yesterday that next Tuesday, the 17th, we are going to be in Dundrum Town Centre, giving them away from 8. And on Wednesday, we'll be in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre from 8 as well. And just before 9, we're going to tell you who our charity partner is. So hopefully we can raise some much needed funds with this as well.
So we'll tell you more on that before 9 o'clock. In the meantime,
Christmas crackers on Spin. Here we go.
This is hands down my favourite part of the show this Christmas. It's Christmas crackers.
So
I love it so much.
This is something that we're doing not just this week but next week. It's fair to say that we are going Christmas crackers and we have incredible prizes up for grabs for you. The likes of 4th edition Apple AirPods,
Apple Watch 10,
a 500 euro Ryanair voucher,
a 200 euro Just Eat voucher,
a 500 euro Lululemon voucher,
a PS Bloody 5,
a 1,000 euro in cash,
and a 50 bloody inch LG bloody UHD bloody smart bloody TV.
Ah, bloody hell.
It's actually crazy, to be honest with you. I think producer Callum was feeling very generous.
Very generous.
We gave away 4 bloody Stanley bloody cups yesterday.
He just went through his drawers. What do I have here? TVs, cash.
Listen, this is how it's going to work. What you got to do all this week and next week is be with us at this time just after 8 a.m. To collect a code word, okay? That's code word number one. You collect that one, and then at 25 past 8-ish, stick with us, you'll collect a second code word. When you have two, that's when you get in touch, okay?
Yeah, you come to us with both of them code words that you gave you at 8 and 8.25, and then you will get to pull a cracker and answer a question. If you answer the question correctly, then amazing, you will win a prize. You will win one of those things that we mentioned from Callum's desk. But if you do get the question incorrect, then everyone else listening can ring in and steal your prize. They don't even have to answer a question or have the code words.
A scandal.
So hopefully you know your general knowledge in order to come on and potentially win this.
Everyone needs a bit of drama at Christmas. It's like the EastEnders episode.
Oh, yeah.
Stealing AirPods off people.
There has 100%. To be a bit of jeopardy here. Okay, are you ready for your first code word this morning?
I'm ready.
Scratch out yesterday's. Your first one for today is bells.
Bells.
Bells. Happy days. Ding dong, it's bells.
All right, don't do anything with that bells just yet. You got to wait until the next code word. When you have that, bring them together, text them both to us, and we will know.
Our number 087 711 1038, well worth having that saved, because if the person who just comes on get the question wrong and you got to ring, it's via WhatsApp, so make sure to have our number saved. 087 711 1038, and the very best luck.
In just 2 days' time, we will be putting on the One Take Panto.
We're not ready.
The third annual One Take Panto. We're definitely not, because we've a lot of blank spaces in the panto thus far, and we've only done one read through yesterday, and I would say it wasn't polished.
It wasn't great. Now, to be fair,
what did you think of it?
It was so good. The story is brilliant. It's very funny. It's very the One Take Panto, but we are crap at the moment.
But 2 days is like a lifetime in One Take Panto land.
It is in our version of
exactly.
Rehearsals.
But as you said, we have a lot of gaps to fill. We've gotten your help all along the journey with different things, like the opening line, which is, once upon a time, Emma's granny realised she wasn't who she thought she was.
Dun, dun, dun.
She's not even aware of this. If you're listening this morning, granny, you're the subject of the One Take Panto this year.
She's name-checked and everything. Phyllis is the lead character.
Class.
We then asked you, who is Emma's granny if she isn't who she thought she was? And the suggestion we went for was that Emma's granny is the long-lost sister of the little orphan Annie from the musical Annie. Daddy Warbucks and all the rest. So that's been worked in nicely. And we've gotten loads of random words that we wanted to include as well in it from you, like gobbledygook and discombobulated and duck.
I love that one.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, random.
And the last kind of piece of the puzzle that we have to fill now is our kind of audience sounds and one character.
Yeah.
Okay. One character we need someone to voice, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Remember, you know the way a panto goes, you've got your boos, you've got your he's behind you and all the rest. We did get Jedward to help us out with those when they were in. They're going to be
part of the panto.
Were
they really in? I thought that was some sort of fever dream.
So here's what Jedward gave us.
Hey! Oh, right, no, shock.
Love.
Boo!
Brilliant.
Sounds more like a moo than a boo there at the end. But so we need boos, we need he's behind yous, and we also need somebody to play the receptionist at an English retirement home.
Okay? Very good.
So there's three things we need you to send over in WhatsApp voice notes if you want to be part of this play. 087 711 1038. Either a boo. Go for it.
Boo!
A he's behind you.
He's behind you.
Or, in your best English accent, you saying, spiffing, darling.
Go on, Callum.
Spiffing, darling.
Yes.
Oh, very good. From an English accent person. No. Go on, Emma. Your fella's English. You can do them now.
Spiffing, darling.
Oh, brilliant.
That was lovely.
Very nice.
She's watching The Crown after all. So one of those three things, or all of them if you want, in a WhatsApp voice note now to 087 711 1038.
Yeah, be part of our panto.
Yeah. Woo, boo, he's behind you. And spiffing, darling.
I'm sure there's kids on the way to school this morning who'd only love to be shouting boo down a phone right now.
Exactly. Give it gusto.
087 711 1038. The One Take Panto on this show on Friday. You could feature in it. So get in touch now with your boos, your he's behind yous, or your
spiffing, darling.
Easy as that.
This is especially for them kids who are maybe like cactus number two in the nativity.
Yes!
Come be part of our panto.
Featuring Crunch Time on the One Take Panto. This is a live pantomime written by us that we will perform on the show on Friday just after 8:30. You've been helping us all along the way with forming our storyline. Jago gave us our opening line, and it goes like this.
Once upon a time, Emma's grandmother turned out to be not exactly who she thought she was. Ooh,
an yes. Excellent opening line.
A really good opening.
It honestly leads like where you could kind of go anywhere with
it. Yeah,
that.
Yeah, and we had a lot of fun with it. Next, we asked you, if Emma's granny isn't who she thinks she is, who is she? And Michaela came up with this.
Emma's granny is actually the long-lost sister of little orphan Annie.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, a little musical twist. So now the last piece of the puzzle is that we need kind of some audience sounds, boos, sure. He's behind you. And we also have the role of the English retire home receptionist to fill as well.
A lot going on there this morning,
yes,
isn't there?
It's busy.
Okay. Shall we start with Sandra? She's standing by is keen to be in the panto, weren't you, Sandra?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Brilliant. Sandra, how's your English accent?
It's not the greatest, unless I've practiced.
Okay. Well, this is your audition, Sandra. No pressure. Give us a spiffing, darling.
Spiffing, darling.
Oh, wonderful, that's lovely. Sandra.
That was very convincing.
That
very
was lovely.
Convincing.
Could we complete the line now? Do you have a few more lines if you are the receptionist of this retirement home?
Oh, yeah, do your audition here, Sandra.
So you'd have to say, spiffing, darling, he's just at supper. You can wait for him in his suite.
Oh, go on, Sandra.
Spiffing, darling. He's just at supper. You can wait for him in his suite. Oh. I'm terrible.
You're not very good, Sandra.
You're better
I like
than me
it.
In accents, and that says...
Do you know what I'd give you? I'd give you a spiffing, darling.
I'd give you a spiffing, darling.
Spiffing, darling, out of 10.
Nice one, Sandra.
I think I'm definitely getting that right, but not the rest.
I like it, Sandra. Have a good day.
Thanks a million, guys.
Good
see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So on top of that, we've been looking for your boos and your he's behind you. Amy was on.
He's behind you. Boo! Swish, darling.
Swish, yeah.
Swish, darling.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out a way
yeah,
to
we can
place
work with
the,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
John was in touch.
Boo! He's behind you.
Oh, that's a scary.
That is a big, deep voice.
You.
I like
we've
it, John.
Some ooh. Bass there.
Kamala was in touch.
Spiffing, darling.
Oh, nice. Very good English accent.
Very nice, very posh.
Ruth was in touch.
Boo! He's behind you.
Yeah,
oh,
very
I love
good.
It. Very real.
Yeah, I can feel it.
I can feel the fear.
Sarah was on. I like the
elongation.
How,
yes.
I like how everyone who went for boo also did the he's behind you, just in case we thought that they were booing at our show.
That's kind.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
They know we're anxious beings.
Hi, Richard.
Morning, guys. How are you?
You're interested in being part of the One Take Panto.
And he's English.
I am.
Oh, wow. So you've a pretty good English accent then, Richard.
I've had a bit of experience, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go on. Give us your poshest spiffing, darling.
Oh, I went for a bit of a brummy spin, but I went for spiffing, darling.
Better. Even
I
better.
It. I love it. Okay. Now, this retirement home's going to be set in Nottingham. Is that near to... what's Brummy? Birmingham?
Yeah, not too far.
Okay, yeah, we'll take it. Can you complete the line, please, Richard? We need spiffing, darling. He's just at supper. You can wait for him in his suite.
Spiffing, darling. He's just at supper. You can wait for him in his suite.
Oh, Richard! That's
Richard,
so good!
You've got the part!
Congratulations, Richard. Brilliant accent. I love it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
You're in the panto, Richard. Thank you.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Woo!
Take
thank
care.
You.
Bye.
Nice
one. Fantastic.
That was
lines
very good.
Are still open for your boos and your he's behind yous. You can still send them over in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 voice notes, please.
And then on Friday morning, just after 8:30, the One Take Panto will commence. Be there, get your popcorn, get your treats ready, and we shall do it.
That's actually really fun if you're on your way to school. Can you have Chalky in the car on the way
yes,
to school?
We encourage it.
On the way to school, a bit of popcorn in the car. What a buzz. We have a lot of rehearsals to do. All jokes aside, don't we?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas crackers on spin.
Here we go.
This is so class. We have unbelievable prizes to give you every day for the next 2 weeks, including the likes of massive TVs, flight vouchers, PlayStation 5, and so much more as well.
Yeah, we gave you two code words, one at 8 o'clock, the other one at 25 past 8, and you've been sending them in, and it's time to give someone a call back who had both of them code words.
Richard, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
All right, Rich, quick, give us them code words.
Bells and bauble.
Bells and bauble.
Bells and bauble.
Absolutely correct.
It's like a tongue twister. Bells and bauble.
Bells and bauble.
Bells and
bauble. I like
baubles.
Them today.
What are you up to this morning?
I'm just on the way to work on the rough road here.
What do you do, Rich?
Work in property.
Working property.
Very good. Is it busy out there?
Your name is Rich. Are you rich?
No, unfortunately not. Quite the opposite. But yeah.
Hey, same. All right, Rich. Well, congratulations. Those are the two code words. You're off to work. And basically, we have a rake of prizes potentially to one to be one of them to be won today. You got to answer a question correctly within 10 seconds. If you get it wrong or fail to answer in time, your game ends here with a 6 month Now Entertainment membership, unfortunately. Now, your categories for today's question are holiday hits or come fly with me. What question would you like?
Come fly with me.
Come fly with me.
All right, Ash.
All right, Richard, you're going to have 10 seconds to answer this question after I ask it. You ready?
Yep.
Good luck.
If you were flying with Ryanair out of Dublin Airport, what terminal would you usually be departing from? Terminal 1 or 2?
Terminal 1.
You sound confident.
Pretty confident.
Do you often go to the bar upstairs before you go?
Often, yeah.
Or do you more often fly out of Terminal 2, Rich?
I'm more of a Terminal 2 man.
Yeah, and you said you weren't rich. And you said you weren't rich.
He's gone!
Rich, I've good news for you.
Let's see if you're right, Richard.
You're absolutely correct.
Woohoo!
Oh, nice
great.
One, Richard. Congratulations. You get to choose a cracker between 1 and 10. That's not 7 or 9. What are you going for?
3.
3. I like it. Let's go for 3.
All right, Rich. This could be something really good.
Okay, let's go.
Here we go. Ash, I'll pull it with you.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I am really, really good with crackers.
Get to keep
I'm
the crackers.
So, so good at
so
crackers.
Strong.
All right, well, Rich, first of all, we got to get through the wonderful joke, don't we?
Is it really necessary?
That's what he's here for.
That's what you're here
Rich
for. I know it is. Don't you worry, Rich. The joke is coming. If I could just find the feckin' thing.
Oh, there's crowns and everything in these.
How do sheep greet each other at Christmas, Richard?
I have no idea.
Merry Christmas to you.
I thought it was going to be bad. Humbug.
All right, here we go, Richard.
Would've been better.
Are you Rich? One of them.
Anything
at all. He's like, just tell me the feckin' prize.
Here we go. Rich, you said you weren't rich. That's about to change. You've just won €1,000 in cash.
Oh, unreal.
Nice.
That's
one.
Amazing.
A grand.
That's unbelievable.
And Rich, the greatest thing is...
That's unbelievable, guys. Thank you so much.
It's right before Christmas. So congratulations. Happy Christmas. Have a wonderful one.
Thanks, Emil, guys. Love the show.
Thanks so much, Rich. We hope to hear lots more from you in 2025.
Yeah, buy us presents.
You almost now, Richard. We gave you a grand.
Yeah. You're stuck with us now, Richard. Right? Don't be going anywhere else.
Good luck, Rich.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Listen, we will play again tomorrow. Collect your first code word at 8 a.m. on the button. And if you want an extra chance to win some epic prizes this Christmas, we do have a Dyson Airwrap to give away on Friday.
Ooh.
The way to enter for that is on our Instagram feed. There's a pinned post there. Like that and you could be winning.
Boom.
Insane. It's all go around here.
We're out the door.
I'm excited. I love this thing.
It is great.
It's just so feckin' fun.
It's the girly quiz.
And tomorrow, the girly quiz will be on the show as usual. It's the game we play with Dave every Thursday where we test him on all things girly. And we announced a couple of weeks ago, we're not going to gatekeep this game anymore and keep it on the air.
No.
We're going to create physical board games so you can have a laugh over Christmas and play these at home with some of the best girly quiz questions from the last 2 years.
I think it's our dream as a show to create anxiety this Christmas for you.
And to create fights.
Yeah.
Well, not for the girls, to be fair. I think the girls should be just fine playing this game.
We are doing a girly quiz board game. We want to give it away to you. Dundrum Town Centre. We are going to be there on Tuesday the 17th at the entrance of Level 3, and Wednesday the 18th we're also going to be doing the show live from Blanchard's Town Centre upstairs outside Zara, and that is where you can pick up your girly quiz board games. We'll come and say hello, get a board game and have a fantastic Christmas.
Sadly, we're not that cool. They won't be in shops. This is the only way you're going to be able to pick them up.
Yes.
So try and get there if you can.
We're setting up little pop-ups. You can come collect it at 8 o'clock. Stocks are going to be very limited. Somebody was messaging me yesterday saying, what time are you going to be there till? Lads, it's not a case of what time are we going to be there till? It's what time are the board games going to be there till? We don't know. I think there's going to be a big queue at 8 o'clock, mainly because we aren't charging.
Full of yourself.
Sorry. I'm just imagining the crickets.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah,
we're giving away board games.
No, seriously though. We are giving these away for free, which is another reason why I think there'll be a lot of demand for this. But we would love, if you can afford it, for you to give a voluntary donation to our charity partner on the day. And we need to find out who that is.
Yeah, we have decided that we're going to go with Women's Aid. I think that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I think it's
the girly quiz.
Idea.
And Mary is standing by this morning. Mary is a coordinator with Women's Aid. Want to have a quick chat with you this morning on all of this. How are you this morning, Mary?
I'm good. How are you?
Grand.
Really grand, good. Mary.
Listen, you must be busy at this time of year.
It is busy, but I suppose we're doing what we can, like all the services in Ireland, trying to support people over Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fair play.
Can you give us kind of a brief outline, Mary, of the services that Women's Aid offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So we operate the national 24-hour free phone helpline for domestic violence. So we provide support to women and children being subjected to abuse, but also people who support them. So, you know, if you're worried about a friend or family member, that support is there for you as well. But we also run our Two Into You campaign. Mm-hmm. So the campaign is focused on young people, in particular young women aged 18 to 25. And what we're trying to do with the campaign is to teach young people about the difference between healthy and unhealthy relationships. Mm-hmm. So helping them spot, you know, red flags in their own relationships, in their friends' relationships, how to spot love bombing, gaslighting, things like that, and to find support. So we have a dedicated website for young people. It's twointoyou.ie, and there's a relationship quiz there that people can take to see if their relationship is healthy or not. It's also a chat service, a guide on how to help a friend, and loads more helpful information.
That's so good.
That's incredible.
Excellent.
Mary. Yeah, I love that. It's really important, especially kind of these kind of days where everyone's online dating and people are getting together a lot more and things like that. So it's incredibly impressive what you do. So fair play. Listen, we announced the other day that we were going to be doing our girly quiz board game. We were going to be giving away this girly quiz board game from 8 a.m. on Tuesday the 17th in Drum Town Centre and 8 a.m. on Wednesday the 18th in Blanche. So we were wondering, would Women's Aid be our charity partner for the event?
Please, you'll have to be up early.
If that's okay now.
Well, depends on how early. No, I won't be joking. Absolutely, we would be so delighted, and we're really, really honoured and so grateful for anyone fundraising. So thank you so much for the support.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. It was always going to be you guys.
It was always going to be you, Mary.
I know, we really are hoping that we can raise some much needed funds for Women's Aid across a couple of days.
So thank you so much. And we rely so heavily on funding, so this really does make such a difference to us. So thank you.
Brilliant. Well, it's such a perfect partnership with the Girly Quiz board game as well. We're delighted. How will people be able to donate on the day? Because we're not going to tell people there's a set price for the board games, but obviously we'd love people to just give a donation that they can afford.
Yeah, absolutely. So really it's whatever you know, you can give. We'll have buckets there on the day. Some of our volunteers will be there, and we'll also have QR codes so you're able to donate online.
Okay,
so really it's whatever people can give. I know it's a difficult time, but this really is funding like this really can be life-saving for women.
Amazing. Listen, Mary, will we see you then on Tuesday and Wednesday, yeah? As well as everybody else from Women's Aid?
Yeah, will you be shaking the bucket?
You won't see me. I'm actually away in Paris for my sins.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
Okay, brilliant.
But some of the other guys will be there. So there'll be lots of people to talk and chat to about Women's Aid and everything we do.
Amazing. Mary, thank you so much for that, and have a fantastic Christmas and enjoy Paris.
Enjoy Paris.
Thank you so much, and thanks again,
Mary,
for the support.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye. So just to go over that again, Tuesday and Wednesday we will be in various locations to give away the Girly Quiz board games next week.
Dundrum Town Centre, Tuesday 17th from 8 o'clock in the morning. We will be there. Come get your board game at entrance of level 3. And then Wednesday the 18th we're going to be live from Blanche's Town Centre upstairs outside Zara, 8 a.m. again. Come and collect your Girly Quiz board game.
Yes, voluntary donations to Women's Aid if you can afford it, please. And
I was utterly wired yesterday evening. There was no snow. I did a little test around 8:30 where I closed my eyes. I said, nah, you're not going to sleep. Did you ever do that?
No.
Did you ever close your eyes and check if they're heavy?
I never do a sleep experiment.
I just kind of know if I'm tired.
I often do a check around 9:00. I'm like,
okay.
Nah, they're not heavy enough yet.
You really have to check.
Sometimes I would. So what I did was I took out the Hoover, I cleaned the bathrooms, I mopped the floors, I folded loads of washing, and there's still a smell of bleach off my hands today.
Oh, no.
And then we are tired.
I was right.
over the results of the lid test.
The bleach kept her up, though, I'd say.
About 10:30 when I put the mop away, I did a test and I said, ah, yeah, that's done it now.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm losing my mind.
I think you're 90.
I think I am.
Here we go, ladies.
Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello there. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. I went to meet my friend yesterday for a walk and we said we'll get hot chocolate. And then it was just kind of cold and we were like, yeah, will we just not walk?
Yeah,
just
good
sit in a cafe somewhere. And in Ireland, you don't get a lot of cafes open past, what, 6 o'clock or whatever. So we looked on Google Maps and we found one that was open till 9. We went in and it was hopping at like 7 o'clock. It was really busy. I was like, God, cafes should stay open a lot longer these days. It's a great alternative to the pub or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, no. About 8:30, all hell broke loose in the cafe. Absolute carnage.
What?
A gang of youths came in, right?
Youths.
They start filling up cups of water. They're dipping the napkins in the water, flinging them all around the gap.
Stop.
Another group of youths come in.
Youths, something youths.
They're flinging the fucking wet napkins at each other. It's like war. We're sitting in the middle of it here, trying to have a conversation, me and my friend. Lad comes down, who's just like the barista. He's like, lads, these are all getting out. They're like, we're after paying for our cokes. And he's like, I don't care. Like, just get out. And there was a mad scrap.
Oh, my God.
At 8:30 in the cafe.
God almighty.
The poor lad.
All going down in the cafe. And was he in there on his own, the barista?
There was a couple of them, but he was just like, you know,
I
hipster
hate
barista with like tattoos. Like,
I know,
he wasn't like a bar security man.
Yeah,
doesn't
it break your heart though when someone's in that situation trying to control a situation and it's totally beyond their remit? Like, you know, to try and deal with this.
So guys, so annoying.
Be safe out there if you're in a coffee shop late at night. Scary place. Are we all doing on our Christmas shopping for our significant
others? A little
others,
bit better
guys?
As of yesterday.
Yeah?
When my mom and my dad all said, yeah, just get us a donation to charity.
MVPs.
I went, hell yeah, mum and dad, very good.
Legends.
Well, all was going well till about 4 minutes ago. I checked an email and the presents that I got for my my niece and nephew, mm-hmm. the estimated delivery date has been updated to the 28th of December.
Oh,
so
nice
one. There'll be loads of happiness in that house at Christmas.
Oh, dearie me. I'm actually feeling kind of on it this year. I got my granny a present yesterday and I went back to check a sizing thing. Spoiler alert, okay. And I found that the last time I bought, when I bought my granny's Christmas present last year, I had texted my mom on the 21st of December and I was like, hello, buying it on the 10th this year, boom.
I remember you running around like a headless chicken the last few days.
Do you?
Yeah, the last week of work, you were like, I've nothing done.
Yeah, I was really bad last year, but I'm actually really good this year. And it's unusual for me to be ready this early. So I'm kind of like bored. I'm like, what am I going to do now?
Shop for mine if you want.
Yeah, give you a hand. But the one person that usually I leave till last or don't get finished till the end is my boyfriend Alex, and he is done. So I'm feeling very smug. So the last few kind of days, weeks, I've been taking it upon myself to throw him off the scent.
Oh,
just for a bit of a laugh.
For a bit of a laugh, yeah. Just kind of give him hints for things that I didn't get him.
Oh, you're already getting him excited about something that isn't there now, though.
Yeah. So the other day I was at home, I got an email that a parcel had been delivered, right? So I went out to get it and I was like, I came in and I was like, close your eyes! Close your eyes, Alex! Close your eyes! Seriously, don't come out for ages now, please. And then I was like... I was like hitting the box off the walls and everything. Sure, it was tiny, like.
Oh my God.
And it was probably something for you, was it?
No, it was for him, but okay. I put it in the wardrobe. I was like, do not open my side of the wardrobe. I can't even hide this. It's so big. Please don't open my side of the wardrobe. Sure, it's tucked away in the corner, so small. Yesterday, we were kind of coming up with present ideas for his mom. And I was like, do you think she'd use a Kindle maybe or something? And he was like, no, she'd hate a Kindle. She just likes physical books like me. And then I go, so you wouldn't like a Kindle? And he was like, why did you get me a Kindle? And then I just said nothing. And he was like, did you get me a Kindle?
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, stop, Alex.
It's actually one of those times of year as well where you need to be careful about saying things that you wouldn't like.
You wouldn't like.
It could really break someone's heart who's got it for you.
True. Yeah. And then my most mischievous one of all, right, was a couple of weeks ago. We had been on a night out, right? It was really late. You're getting into bed, obviously a bit, you know, merry.
Yeah.
And just as I was drifting off, I just go, I can't wait to give you the runners I got you. He was like, wait, what? What did you just say? And I was like, what? And then he's like, what did you say? Did you say you got me runners? And I was like, what? And then the next morning, he goes, hang on. Did you just say last night to me that you got me runners? And I was like, what? And he goes, okay.
Oh, my God.
And then And the other day I said some antidepressants and he was like, well, I know I'm getting runners anyway. Like, you're not.
You're not.
Actually,
I love this.
You're going to have to get him runners. The poor lad is looking forward to these runners.
This is so much fun because I love specifically freaking people out who I know are getting me presents. So I love saying things to people like, Joe, I'm going to go into the shop and get this now. And just in case they've got it for me. Yes. So like, do you know what I'd love now? I wouldn't mind. I think I better buy a new iPad. And do you know what I mean? Or something like that. For them, I've done this in the past before when I kind of have a feeling of what they've got me. And they go, hey, but why did you wait until the January sales?
Oh, we're evil.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Okay, if there are little ears in the car, maybe this is the time to keep your hand on the dial. Perhaps. But
Nolan,
this is all just genuinely a story of something that happened over the weekend. I was in the UK and I was visiting my boyfriend Jack and we met his friends in Leeds. And there was a gang of six of us. We had a really great time and we were all chatting and I was getting to know them all. And among themselves, I was kind of just listening in, wasn't really part of the conversation because they were talking about things that I wouldn't really know about, blah, blah, blah. And they were chatting away, the couple with Jack, about when they were working in a place called Charlton Cum Hardy. And they were like, oh, was that when you were in the Cum Hardy? And I was like, yeah, I was working in Cum Hardy. And then, like, the packages were always being delivered to Charlton Cum Hardy. And I was just sitting there taking this all in, like, a child going, sorry, where did you work? In Charlton Cum Hardy. Oh, right, okay. Excuse me?
I'm totally with you on this now.
I was absolutely out the door going, is there somewhere genuinely in the UK called Charlton Cum Hardy? And they said, yes, I worked there for a time. And I said, can you please spell that for me? Charlton's how you would imagine.
I actually don't know really how you'd spell that. Charlton.
Chorlton.
Okay.
Cum is spelled C-U-M.
No, it's not.
And Hardy is spelled H-A-R-D-Y, as you'd imagine, okay? So I obviously had to investigate this further, and I Googled, what the hell is this C-U-M word in between these two place names? And it turns out in the UK, cum is used when two parishes are combined into one. So, for example, when two parishes are close together, for example, Ranelagh and Rathmines.
I can't believe you just said the word.
I just can't.
If they were to come together, they would become Ranelagh Cum Rathmines. Okay? So,
you know what? We had a good run, 3 years on the show. Well done, all. Thank you very much for listening. That's probably us done.
This is the best research you've ever done. Go on.
Bit of deep diving of other places in the UK that genuinely use this, the cum bit.
Yeah.
And I made up some fake ones. I'd like to play a game of real or fake.
Oh, no.
Mm. How do you feel about that? Is that okay?
I really don't like it.
Mm. Okay.
I was once told by a girl that we were too crude for her to listen in work.
Oh, come
on. I remember saying, what?
Every time you say it, I'm like,
Okay, what about this one? We're kicking off with Salcot Cumverley. Real or fake place in the UK?
Salcot Cumverley.
I'd say it's real.
Real.
Correct. Well done.
Too hard for you to make up.
What about?
Not the same.
What about Uppingham Cumpuddle? Real or fake? That's
fake,
the game.
Fake.
What about Cockshut Cumpetton?
That's real, I think. Cockshut Cumpetton.
Say it again, Dave, sorry.
Cockshut Cumpetton.
Yeah, I'd say it's real.
It is real. Nussford Cum Sandwich.
Shut up!
You're so obvious.
What about Ride Cum...
She doesn't even tell us the answer.
Fake. Sorry, that one is fake. What about Ride Cum Woodford?
Ride Cum Woodford is real.
No, I think it's fake.
Well done, Aisling.
Ah, damn it.
What about
Ride? Come on.
It's R-Y-D-E and it is a real place, I'll have you know, as is Woodford.
All right, okay, yeah. But Ride Cum Woodford
isn't. No. What about Bardsey Cum Rigton?
Bardsey Cum Rigton?
Yeah, I'd say it's real.
Yeah, go on.
That is real. Well done.
Bardsey Cum Rigton.
What about Wildford Cum Lake?
Wildford Cum Lake. Yes, real.
That is real. And finally, Shagford Cum Morley.
Shagford Cum Morley.
Shagford Cum Morley. Oh yes. Say that again, Ash. Shagford Cum Morley.
Is it real or fake?
I wish it was real, but it's definitely fake.
It's definitely fake. There you go. You're on spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Ash.
It's been a wild ride. This week on the show, we're teaming up with Leopardstown Christmas Festival for their big Christmas brunch in the exclusive pavilion. This isn't the pavilion that you can just, like, get any of the
year.
This is an exclusive pavilion.
right? With buffet dining, DJ and more taking place from the 26th to the 29th of December. And there's a free shuttle bus from the Sandyford Lewis stop, which I think is a real bonus.
It's fantastic. There's course-wide entertainment and live music in the festival marquee every day. It's one of those things that you're going to see people at on Instagram be like, why didn't I get the finger out and organise that?
When I am at home looking like the biggest foot that ever existed,
yeah,
people will actually have makeup on and will look nice and will have fun. Well, I'm like, what day is it?
Such a good thing to do on Stephen's Day, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it for Stephen's Day,
So we obviously have those tickets to go, and we crossed over to Leopardstown a little while ago to hear a race in action. All the horses had these Christmassy names, and based on the winning horse, we had a question based on that. So Laura is on trying to win this morning.
Layla,
sorry. Do you know what, lads? I need my glasses.
Ah, you do.
I read that you as... sorry about that, Layla. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's the crack with you this morning?
Not much.
What are you doing? Are you going to work? What are you doing?
I'm on my way into work.
What do you do?
I'm a bookkeeper.
You're a bookkeeper.
It's a real old-fashioned sounding job, isn't it?
Yeah, is that not like... is it a more modern word for that, an accountant?
It's not the same thing, no.
Is it not?
Tell us why.
It's close.
Yes, tell us why in full detail, please.
In full detail.
Yes.
So basically, we prepare the books to send to the accountant.
Ah.
Okay, that makes sense.
We do all the first steps.
You do the heavy lifting, in other words.
Yes.
You're kind of like an author.
Yes.
That's a bit of a reach, but yeah, okay, cool. Listen, Layla, we'd love to get you sorted and get you tickets to the big Christmas brunch in the exclusive pavilion for Leopardstown for the Christmas festival. You needed to answer a stupid question, to be honest.
It's not a question, it's a joke. You got to finish that joke, Layla. What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck?
Christmas quacker.
Bingo!
Spot on.
Now, Layla, did you Google that?
I didn't.
Well done.
Well done.
She's just a comedian as well as an author. Layla, congratulations. You have won tickets for the big Christmas brunch at Leopardstown, and you're in that draw for that overnight B&B stay at the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary. Congratulations.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Well done, Layla. We believed in you.
Thank you.
And you delivered.
Have a great day, Layla.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Tomorrow morning, just before 7:30, we'll give you another chance if you would like to get yourself to Leopardstown, the Christmas festival, for their big Christmas brunch. Sounds like a bit of crack.
Nice one. There's a little bit of a trend that I'm noticing in shops that are kind of turning a little bit American. When you walk in, they're like, hi, how are you?
Oh, I hate that.
It needs to stop.
What?
Immediately.
What's wrong with saying hi, how are you? I used to work in a corner shop in the country, and you'd be getting all the goss off everyone that came in the door.
I don't want a greeter. I don't need a greeter.
Not in like Zara and stuff. Yeah, like that's fine.
As if they ever would in Zara.
Do you know that place that does all the bath bombs and they're over to you straight away? That needs to stop.
No, a hello, how are you from afar is fine. I don't like when someone starts chasing you around the shop. Because then you feel like you have to buy something.
Can I help you there with anything?
No.
That's lovely now. Blah, blah, blah.
And have you seen this is on sale? You're like, please, I'm begging you, leave me alone.
Yeah. I hate when someone starts telling me about a deal and then you know it's going to take them ages, and from the very first word, you're like, I don't want that deal.
Yeah. Just
seem interested, and the whole time you're just thinking about how you're going to let them down.
Oh, it's horrible. I used to be that person. I used to work in a shop and you're told to go up and approach after a certain amount of time, and it's not that's nice thing to do. You're like, just leave them at it.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, David and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Real facts about the 988 Lifeline.
We are not going to judge your crisis. If you say it's a crisis or you feel you're in crisis, then it's a crisis to us.
Call, text or chat 988 for free. Confidential support anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.